B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Sometimes you see things on the news, and you immediately start scanning the scene going, oh my God. Do I know the person that's responsible for that? And yesterday was one of those moments when I saw on the news about the car on Morrissey Boulevard that crashed.
Oh, I saw that, too.
There was a car on Morrissey Boulevard that crashed into a bridge as the bridge was opening up. So there's a couple of different things that could have happened there. Because the bridge gives you warning. It's not like the bridge just starts opening. You're like, oh, God, I'm on this bridge. You know what I mean? So either the person was like, I don't know, in a Fast and the Furious stage in their life and they thought they could jump it or something. Or more likely, which is what I thought, when I scanned to make sure that it wasn't Melissa's car.
Hey!
More likely was the person in the car was on their phone and didn't notice all the warning signs that the bridge was going to go up.
Okay.
And the next thing you know, they kind of fell in into that little wedge in the beginning where the bridge starts opening.
Okay. When it comes to bridges, I've always wanted to be like, I've always had that fantasy of as it's going up, speeding up and revving and just like jumping it, going from one side to the other.
Yes.
But that's just in my head.
In reality, it would go, you'd make it to the, if you made it to the top, you'd just then fall over into the water.
Right. It wouldn't happen.
Most likely you fall backwards as you're driving up to the top because the momentum would bring you backwards.
I did see that on the news as well.
And had to look and see if it was yourself.
No. I did see. I think
was that me?
I think it was a Nissan actually. But it wasn't. It wasn't my car. I drive a Nissan. Okay. But yeah, that's the first thing I thought. I was like, did this person just try to like literally jump the bridge? Because it does look like it would be fun, but no. I would bet that it was something to do with the phone.
It was 100% something to do with the phone.
Yeah.
And I will tell you why. Because in the beginning of this year, the one thing that we were all, the thing that we all thought was going to be the worst thing of the year was in April when they were like, hey, listen, we're really going to start looking to make sure that your car, that your phone is mounted in your car, because if it's in your hand and you're watching it, we're going to find you. And people were like, nah, that sucks.
We're screwed.
I have rights. That can't happen. Well, a few things have happened since then. So
It's become less of a priority, I will say, because I definitely was a lot. I was very scared about it in the beginning.
Yeah.
And I'm still, I'm still a little crazy about it now, but not as much.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. I see people all the time. Phone in their hands. The car just swaying right to left into and out of lanes. So that definitely was a situation. But I just want to advise whoever that did happen to, it's a much cooler story if you say that you tried to jump the bridge. Don't just say that you were stuck scrolling on Facebook, because that makes you look like a dumbass.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.